welcome, welcome to a happy hour party. How's it going? I hope everybody had a pretty good week, and things turn out to be good on the positive side. I sure hope so. Anyway, welcome to happy hour party. Let your hair hang down or off. It's the end of the week, and it's time for us to enjoy ourselves. Let's laugh, be crazy, enjoy. Two things will not be tolerated, and that's race and religion. We will not discuss those two things, period. All right, my peeps, let's do the darn thing. My website is theessenceofsuccess.net, and the YouTube shows are Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 6 p.m. on YouTube, The Essence of Success Network, and there's free psychic reading, so come on in. We have a really good time. So thank you for supporting and enjoying the happy hour show. Let's get this party started. So first up, area code 901. I believe that's my co-host. Is that you, Sheha? Oh, I need to bring y'all in. How about that? That kind of helps, too. You know my ass is crazy. One, two... 3, 4. Okay. All right. I believe 901 is my co-host. Is that right?
Yes. This is Sheha Spirit. Hello, everybody.
All right. Welcome, welcome. And that's Sheha. Look like it. Okay. Area code 414. Who's this?
Oh, this is Christina Haisley.
Hi, Christina.
Wisconsin.
How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you.
This is my Christina.
That's right.
Okay. Area code 210. Who's this? Come on in.
Sheva Bodhi.
Uh-oh. It's on now, y'all. Sheva. It's on now. Anyway. All right, so how are y'all ending the week? Is everybody having a pretty good end? In fact, wait a minute, let's back up. Temperature, what's going on in Sheha in Tennessee? And also I want to know what's going on in Texas. What's going on?
Tennessee would be a low of 26 degrees tonight. Texas, but we 57 today, and it's going to be 35 tonight. But it was nice. The sun was out today. I was sitting outside with the cat. It was nice. We had sunshine, blue skies all day. Yeah.
Ooh. I'll say it. Now, what's going on in Texas?
It was in the 50s for San Antonio.
Nice. Mm.
Yeah, it's going to be cold tonight. It's going to be in the 30s tonight, though. And then this weekend is supposed to be nice.
Yeah.
That's a big up and down change, isn't it? From medium to high back to medium, low enough to bother you, but yeah. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's gonna smooth out next week, so we'll have a good chance next week.
Okay, that's good. I think it's in the 50s up here, so it's fine. All right. Okay, well, let's see. We got to figure out what we're going to talk about tonight. Now, I pulled up the news just because I didn't see anything. I didn't think about looking at it earlier, and so at the last minute. So the balloon news, everybody aware about that balloon that's in the middle of America now?
Montana. Yep.
Montana from China or whatever. Anybody got any feelings?
They're spying because the White House is getting together with some of the head leaders of China. So it's just up there to look out for things White House or whatever military can make a left step and they're gonna be on top of it. That's what it's about.
That's why they're not worried about it. I was like, look, as soon as it launched, we already knew.
Yeah.
We already knew. So it's old news, you know. That's why they're not like Shoot it down. Mm-hmm. Shoot it down. Nah, that's old. We like 10, 15, 20 years had all of that stuff.
My cousin called me. He was all worried about it, and I don't know. I just didn't even give a damn. I was like, I don't even care about that stuff anymore. I'm done.
No, because it's old. By the time they show up to us, it's 10 years or older.
Yeah,
that technology. Yeah, it's 10 years or more older. So what purpose? It's just enough to get everybody upset and something to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a lot of heads of China meeting in Washington, D.C. now. So that's why it's visible. Because like you say, it's been up there all the time. So now they just came in a little bit closer. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
To me,
as soon as it got in the air. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah, China bought all that land, all these military bases. They don't care. Like here in Texas, the guy, he owns like 100 acres right by one of the Air Force bases.
Yeah. 408, you're in the room. Who's this? Excuse me, y'all. I'm sorry. 408, who's this?
This is Deborah. How you doing, everyone?
Hi, Deborah R. How are you? Welcome to the show. Okay. Go ahead. I forgot who had the floor. I think it was you, Anna, or Christina?
I think it was Chapel was speaking.
Yeah, I was just saying that if they were concerned about China, they wouldn't have sold them all their land right by these military bases. They already sold the government out, so, I don't know. And then, it's just crazy. It's okay, the whole Wuhan thing, too. Oh, so you tell China to create something to kill Americans, and then, we got a fake vaccine for it. Come on, which one is it?
That's right. I agree. Okay. Because the COVID-19, okay, was an agreement to for the American population to get rid of some of us. So what's the deal?
Yes, I just think they've been in bed with them a long time ago.
Money, honey, money. That's why, money. And they did. They made billions off of COVID. Believe that. Billions, billions and billions of dollars.
And going to keep making it just medical bills.
Yeah. Sure. Gonna continue with it. and then you all see that this new strain of COVID is not sending people to the hospital like the first and second strain did, right? It ain't nothing but some
You're right. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's the people who already took it that are just getting sicker and sicker.
I'm now here in Tennessee, people are walking around with COVID every day, being tested positive, but they're not going to the hospital. Okay, so what's the difference between this one and the first and second one that was killing up hundreds of thousands of people?
It has changed to just being like the flu.
We live in clown world.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. It's clown world. This stuff is just ridiculous. Every time
I'm with y'all. I'm still here. I'm fixing me a little sippy poo. Go ahead.
Okay.
Are you sharing the recipe? So, we got some homemade Bailey's Irish cream. What I got as a Christmas gift.
Right.
And this shit is strong. I tell you, I think my nephew, because he gave it out pints of it for Christmas gifts, And I swear, I think he just took the whole bottle and just poured it in the mixture. Said the hell with it. That's how I feel. He just, hell with it. You know, they'll enjoy. Yeah, you're going to let it ferment for a month, and then, you know, you barely can do a teaspoon of it. It's that strong.
Wow.
I think the boy got a little happy. Anyway, well, Miss Sheha Spirit, I see. What did I just say the other night? Last night, somebody asked telepathy now, not out loud, about the incident of the brother Tyree in Memphis. And I said that, yeah, there's some more people going to be going down. I said, you know, it might be a delay. You may not hear about it right away, but they are going to go down. Well, looky here. Another Memphis police officer has been dismissed.
And also, he's been fired too, and D are certified. So they taking them down one by one.
Yep. That whole department is corrupt. For that many people to do that, that whole department. I wouldn't say whole, you know, I'm exaggerating, but that's a lot. That's like systemic.
Shababoli.
They shut the police that department down. I think this is Deborah. I think they shut the department down. That unit.
I think that Homeland Security is going to come in with the FBI, and they're going to start with internal affairs because that's where the corruption is. Is okay. We going to slap them on the wrist and give them a week off on vacation. And sweep it under the rug. It starts with internal affairs.
Hold up for a minute, please. Area code 706, you're in the party. Who's this?
This is Miss Wilhelmina.
Miss Wilhelmina?
Hi. Miss Wilhelmina.
Hi, Miss Wilhelmina. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Great, great. And lovely.
Good. Sheha's bringing us up to date about one of my validations when I talked about there'd be some more. You'd hear about more of them going down in time. Mm-hmm. It may not be right away like you want, but you'll hear about them. Well, another mm-hmm. officer got fired today, so Sheha was just, you know, telling us, she was telling Shava Bodhi what was going on. And Deborah R is on here. Christina Hesley, my Christina, she's on here too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, hello there.
Yeah.
How are you, Shava and Christina? She's here. Deborah R and Christina.
Yeah.
How are y'all?
Doing good. I'm doing good.
Okay, all right. That's wonderful. I know y'all were talking about the officers that
were
dismantled.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It starts with the internal because mm-hmm. they do not answer complaints that they have gotten. And what they're saying about that department is they're going back now and pulling cases, especially from this police officer, they are putting all of their cases that they have handled.
Well, seems like they've been doing some dangerous and some corrupted stuff.
It's coming out.
And it's now out in the open.
It's coming out.
Well, I also heard that the head of that department, the chief, I think he was in Atlanta. He had came from Atlanta, you know, because I guess they had this. These units they set them up all over the place, right? So this particular chief, I think, was from Atlanta.
She created that unit. She created a unit in Atlanta that keeps an elderly lady a door down. I think she was like 80 years old, sitting in her easy chair, and they went in and shot that lady dead, and they had the wrong house.
I read about that. I read about that. That was some cool shit. I mean, excuse me, some cold man. Okay.
Oh.
And she is known. She is known for her little what's called a unit that she set up. Okay. Take it now for granted that crime is high in Memphis, Tennessee. Crime is high, and it's higher in the black community. That is true. But these little organized criminal groups that this chief is putting together in New York City, Atlanta, and she brought that stuff to Memphis, and where is it getting her? See, she's teaching them to dehumanize their own people.
Because I said she's part of the problem. She had, if she was there a year and a half, there's no way all of them should have been that corrupt in a year and a half.
No. Not in a year and a half. It's what they are being taught, and that's what is being said in the news here. No, that type of behavior is what is expected of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It comes from her.
She need to be fired. I said they should be fired and start afresh.
Oh, they working on Sister Girl. She just built her a brand new house out here in the suburbs. Like, okay, she was planning on staying for a long, 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 long time. But I feel bad for her because she's going to have to sell that.
Yeah, she needs to. They're going to try to fire her somewhere else. And I'm going to tell you, I still don't understand why these police officers don't have insurance. If they have nurses have to get insurance to pay for fraud and messing up, police officers, taxpayers should need that. We should not have to pay for their nonsense.
That's what the activists are saying every day here. We pay for their salary, and they're causing us when the city get lawsuits and stuff like that. What are they gonna do? Raise our taxes?
Yeah, that's why they need insurance. Yep. They need to say no raising taxes. Get insurance, and then by the time every time they get in an incident, just like them car wrecks, when their insurance keep going up, they'll quit being a police officer themselves. They'll weed themselves out.
It starts though with this internal affairs department. If that internal affairs don't get cleaned out from with all them house niggas down there, y'all excuse that expression. That's the way it is, okay? That's my name for them. Just a bunch of house niggas, and they just need to be cleaned out.
Yeah. What do you think is going on about black relationships? Every time I turn on this guy, people, black men crying about black women. And I just think, like, and it's like, oh, you're going to get old, you're going to be single and die alone. Oh, single, raise kids.
Have y'all seen that brother on YouTube? He said, "Sam, what's his name? Samuel Michaels? Is that the brother's name? You know, he was real cold with the women. Was it Samuel Michaels?
Yeah.
He did what the brother said. He effed up a lot of black men. Yeah. Mr. Samuel Michaels, he effed up a lot of black men. I said, oh, Lord.
Is that the one that was talking about all the single women? When he saw the video of Tyree Nichols being beat, he said, this has to do with single mothers, you know, black single mothers. I said, oh, my God, this man's crazy.
Black single mothers. That's what I'm saying. What is going on?
The black policemen that beating the black man, that has to do with, he said, I guess he wasn't talking about the police. He was talking about Tyree Nichols, that he was being beat because he was raised by a single mother, but he don't even know what that man was raised by, how he was raised. He just seen a video.
He always talks of you.
But he was just talking about single black women, like
yeah.
degrading us, you know?
He always talks of you. He don't
know what he's talking about. Yeah. But I just noticed every time I turn around, it's like trying to say something. Like it's like y'all better get back with these black men. It's like it's some form or fashion. You better get a man and you better get back with him. You're gonna die alone, or oh, you're gonna hit. This is a new term I learned. Hit the wall. I was like, what does hit the wall mean? We swear, black men at a certain age is not married, and you hit the wall.
Oh,
well,
my.
A lot of them are not even care, don't want to be with the women, you know, single black women. So I don't know what he's talking about.
I'm just gonna throw something out there, y'all, and y'all can throw it all back at me if you want to. But black men can't take care of, they don't want to take care of the black woman now. The black woman got
that's
the
what
race,
I'm saying.
To walk the water and everything else, but they can go out there and get the white trash. Excuse me, I should have said
yeah.
that.
Well, no, tell you that now, like the ones I noticed, that now they will take care of them. It's like they say, oh, like for some reason we got to work like a dog.
Hello.
How can we be masculine? How can you want us to be masculine and go to work and bust our butt and then come home and just all of a sudden be super feminine, pay all the bills, take care of the whole house, and then what are you doing? So you
that's
can't
all
have
I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. They don't want us.
Well,
we can solve
it. I'm a witness, so I can't disagree. I'm a witness. Yeah.
Well, you don't have to.
I live in another culture. Yeah.
You don't have to choose that kind of man.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree.
That's true.
No, you could be UN. You know, be the UN. Have a diversity. Experience. Have a diversity.
I'd rather have the man. Thank you.
Now, Ms. Wilhelmina, you can't say that.
I'd rather have the man any day. I have plenty of women want to talk. I want me a man.
But that's what I'm saying.
I hear that.
I'm
me too.
You know my line. I got toys.
I do too, but that don't mean that I still want a man.
I know, but you know, I just don't want you to think you all that. Because, you know, I can do what I have to do shortly. Shortly, so.
Right.
Yeah, no, I miss a human factor, yeah, but, you know, they talk that stuff, it's like, she's just bitter because she needs a man. No, I got toys, no.
Yeah. That is the
that's a temporary measure, temporary measure.
Mm-hmm. Like, are you mad? You mad that you single? Why you are? You feel like what? Why are you so? And why black men so mad that black women are single? I don't understand that.
Me either.
Me either. I don't
understand. Ready to date you again?
Yeah, because you know if you got to bring home the bacon and cook it too, what in the hell you gonna do?
Right. You don't need them. You can do all that for yourself.
You better act like it's hog and dogs with nuts. Shit. I'm sorry, Ms. Willoughby, but I'm serious. You better act like it's the best ice cream you ever ate in your life.
I know people act like it's the best ice cream I ever ate.
I feel like it's just hard for the black man to love the black woman. I swear it is. Well, what's up with this? It's hard for them to love
I don't know if it's so. I think they don't want to. I think they want to love us and other women too. That's what I think. I think it ain't hard. They want to love everybody. That's what my issue is.
Oh, they want the cake. They want the cake. They want the cake and eat it too, right?
They go to work and they want to give their love to somebody else too. I think they love a lot of black women. That's what to me just seems to be the problem. They love them too many.
Mm-hmm.
And then get mad.
Those are the insecure ones, Todd.
Okay, you can just love me. I'm done with the whole love me.
So now there's some good. There are some good black men, but very hard to find.
I believe that, and I'm looking for one. But you know, it just ain't happened yet. I'm totally with you on that. There's some out there somewhere.
Mm. Oh, I was just loving the man. Why you got to be black?
Well,
usually why?
Yeah. I'm saying black because I'm saying African American because I'm African American. I'm not limited to the racial colors. I'm not limited to that. But what I'm saying is, if I'm a black female and you're a black male, what's wrong with me? You can't love me.
Yeah, I think he's just mad because he's loving other people too. To me, it's like they love a lot of
people. As the saying go down, I'm just saying.
Look, they love a lot of black women until they get all fucked out. Then they want to start trying to get
tell the truth. That's right. They do.
Yeah, when they going up against a number of black women that ain't taking their shit.
Excuse
me.
Oh, hello.
Then they bitch your own. Someone else is going to put up with it.
Right. Yep.
I don't know. I'm like, at some point, what's going to happen? We got to kind of come together sometime or something. Or
at some point in time, that's what we're going to have to do, come together and live as people. You know, we are human people on this planet called Earth. And we are going to have to recognize that we are human and leave all the colors, religion, and all that stuff somewhere else.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, well, that's why nowadays it's a lot of mixture now. So people are finding love from whoever. You know, you black, you don't necessarily have to find love from another black person.
You sure don't.
You know,
I agree with
a man.
I agree with you.
So.
That's just my number one choice. But you know, if it doesn't happen there, I'm open to it.
Right.
That's my number one
choice too. But you know, if it doesn't happen that way, somebody else of a different race, then I guess I have to. That's who it's gonna be.
That's all I'm saying. But that's my preference. It's an African American where I don't have to learn culture and speech and all that kind of crap. But you know, I'm open to love. I am open to love, no matter where it comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Right. If it comes from the love, if it comes from the love and light of God, count me in. Okay.
Amen.
Well, we got to look at too. God doesn't have a discrimination. Of all the people on this world.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have a discrimination, so why should we? why are we worried about race instead of worrying about other things? That's nothing. I mean, if God could look at all of us at one time and like, yeah, that's cool. What are we worried about? I think it's nice because it's always good to learn different things. Not necessarily say that's your taste, and that's fine. You know, everybody got their own taste, but it's good to learn something different and, you know, go on your way. And then you never know, you might be like, damn, where have I been?
Yeah.
I don't think love has a color. I really don't think love has a color.
Love doesn't have a color.
Doesn't.
And I agree with that. Mm-hmm. But that's all I was saying. I would rather have an African-American, somebody that looks like me. That's my preference. But love doesn't have a color.
That's wrong. And some people feel that way. They just want to stay within their race. There's nothing wrong with that. That's your preference. That's okay. Mm-hmm. I'm a UN. I'm curious. I want to know what you like. What is your culture like? What you like in the bed? But anyway. Back in the day. Okay. Well, if you want, did you guys want to take a quick break? Anybody want to go to the bathroom or do anything right quick or what?
Ladies,
tell me.
Yeah, this is Sheha. I'm going to have to sign off. I'm going to have to go pick up my daughter, okay?
Oh, no problem. Oh, okay.
All right.
Glad you came in. Enjoyed you. Thank you so much. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
How old is she?
I'm looking for something that's not too, oh, I know. We'll just do amazing. So amazing. By, what's the boy? Luther. Listen to me. What's the boy? The young man. Yes. Yes. Have us a little quick 3-minute break. Only 3 minutes and we'll be right back. Okay, so you got 3 minutes. Go to the bathroom and get your drink, get your joint. Come on back. All right. Thank you, Luther. And we are back to Happy Hour Party. I'm your host, Lena. And we just had a really good discussion. So if you missed it, you have to go back and listen. Anyway, we've got, God, wrote it down. Oh, Deborah, Christina, my Christina, Shava Bodhi, our moderator from our Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday show, and Miss Wilhelmina. Keep us straight. Because, you know, me and Shavi, we get out of hand. We even did a drive-by on you, but anyway. Okay, so moving on. Let's see what else is going on in the world. Zaleski, he's still at, ain't no big thing. A monkey thief. Police arrest a monkey thief charged with other crimes at Dallas Zoo. Oh, no, that's just sick.
I'm sorry. I won't do that to you, Shazzy. I won't do that to you. Oh, by the way, sports. So who y'all taking in the Super Bowl? We got the Eagles and who is it? The Chiefs. Am I correct? The Chiefs and the Eagles for the Super Bowl?
I am not a sports.
Does anybody know?
Chiefs and Eagles. The Chiefs
I don't know.
And the Eagles.
The two teams, yeah. I think it's going to be the what I want to say, the Chiefs, because they're red, and I saw the color red. I don't know. I think the Eagles are going to be in for a surprise. But anyway, you know how you're so good until you get cocky and arrogant?
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, okay, what goes around, come around. You better be careful. I mean, you're on the good ship lollipop right now, but come on and get carried away. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, but I saw red. So, but I think it is the Kansas City Chiefs and the Eagles. I think. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I have to look that up and find out. But,
so do you think Tom
anyway,
Brady
people are taking the Eagles or what? Eagles or Kansas City Chiefs? What? Or the team in red?
I don't. Neither one of those team. I don't know. Which one I would
be. So I like the Chiefs, but my dad liked that field, both of them. He liked the Eagles and the Chiefs. So, I mean, so I'm like, either one.
Well,
I'm
only
not
because
a
I was pulling
girl.
For the Eagles. You don't like sports?
I never liked sports. They couldn't even make me do sports in high school.
Who is that? Who is that? Is that Christina or Cheryl Bowie?
I'm sitting and then I'll go sit down. I'm playing no sports. They used to try to make me, but they couldn't.
Okay, now I'm not sports either, except for football, because I like the football body type, so I love to watch them rip down that court like that. But other than that, sports never show up on my television either.
You didn't have
but
a strong
okay
sports
for you to have. I know you like sports. You be mostly into everything.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I worked for the NFL for 4 years, so I better be.
Uh-huh.
I was their color commentator and the only woman on the panel, excuse me. Yeah, but I held it down.
Now, that was
shit.
Great. What did you do?
I held it down.
What did you do at the NFL?
Yeah.
That's white. What did you do?
I was on the radio, the color commentator, so when the players, you know, NFL or NFC or AFC, but if they were having problems in their personal life, I talk about them, especially if ones that thought that they, you know, raped and were trying to beat the charges or assaulted their woman or tried to pull a scam on somebody. Oh, heck yeah, I talk about them bad. Mm-hmm. I never got in trouble. But they heard me on the East Coast because it was CBS. So, but they didn't hear me on the West Coast because it's, I don't know, CBS affiliates, I guess. But, yeah,
okay.
If you're on the East Coast, you'd hear me on Saturday morning. But, yeah, I held it down. And then I would do the predictions at the end about which team. Well, we all did. It was five guys and me, so... Or four guys, excuse me, and me. And we do a prediction of what team, you know, as they go down week by week, who was going to win that particular game. Yeah.
Cool.
I'd be okay sometimes. Yeah, I had a lot of misses and hits. And then sometimes I'd be right on target. I was just like, yeah, whatever. You know, because the team is like, it ain't my team. But, you know, I was still, for somebody I like, I would still root for them. But, yeah, I didn't have a choice. I'm going to tell y'all, when I got married right at the beginning or middle part of football season, and my ex-husband was an NFL addict.
Okay.
What do they call that, a widower? I was a widower, yeah.
Uh-huh.
During that time period, so you either learned or you found somewhere, you found something to do or somewhere to go. So I decided I wanted to learn what is it about. So I sat down and learned the game.
That's
which
how I am with my husband. When you watch the game, I'm gone.
I watch sports, but I'm not like a hard sports fan, I guess.
A watcher.
Mm-hmm. I actually did sports when I was in school. I like basketball better, actually. So I like that over the football.
What y'all think about them $2,000 Beyonce tickets?
Oh, my God. What the hell is that shit? What is that?
They would never get mine. Because all these tickets for these tickets are outrageous. It's just like, what
is
the people?
That is ridiculous. What is that? Does that get you a photo with a selfie with her?
No, you get the $1,500 nosebleed for that. The nosebleeds are running you $1,500.
Oh,
what?
That's crazy.
What?
I just understand how they can charge so much money. Well, people are paying it. If people didn't pay it, they wouldn't do it, you know?
Because I was shocked.
They wouldn't charge.
I mean, $2,000 a ticket, somebody coming home with me. I don't care. That's a lot of money. Somebody coming home with me. There ain't going to be no stagehand either. That's ridiculous. Nobody worth that. I wouldn't even pay that to see Obama or Michelle. And I love both of them.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, I wouldn't. I mean, her tickets are high, but, no, I'm not paying that. Mm-mm.
Yeah, me either.
That's ridiculous. Where do they think that they must have did that because they thought they could get away with it, and I guess they did. Because, you know, I don't want to say, like, what it made them think they could get $2,000, but evidently they're getting it.
I think it started.
I don't know how they're doing it.
Because Bruno Mars came to San Antonio. I said, ooh, I'm going to go see Bruno Mars. I don't think it was like $1,500 for some mid-section seats. And
wow.
I
heard that, too.
And I said, I think somebody said, he can get 15. He can get 15 for nosebleeds.
Mm-hmm.
And they started raising. I'm like,
I see him on TV.
I'd have been like, does this ticket come with a promise? This ticket must come with a promise.
We can get the that's what they're doing now.
They
charge a lot.
Wow.
And then people
As much as I love Patti LaBelle, I wouldn't spend over $200 for her a ticket. That'd be my max. Because I really do love Patti, even though she screams a lot. But I like Patti. But $200 would be my limit. After that, like, oh, okay, wait a minute, hold up, let me get my handkerchief. I need my hanky for this nosebleed section.
I don't even pay $200 to go see nobody. I see them on TV.
I know.
I just think
so
about
tickled.
All the haters I saw.
I saw in
California, it was called the Circle Star, so it was a lot of entertainers that I could see there. But the tickets was running $15 back then. The most I probably paid for looking to go see somebody was $55, almost $50.
Ooh.
The last time I went to go, that was about $50 for the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
I was seeing more than one person too. So
that's like the essence
thing. Who performed with? I wonder. Who's ticket? Beyonce. Did anyone know who was on Beyonce's concert? Is it just her or someone else entertaining?
It's supposed to be just her. Renaissance tour?
Well, she's on tour right now because, you know, she started her tour in Dubai, and then she's just been working her way this way coming west.
So, yeah, from the east. Because I think, isn't she appearing over somewhere in Indonesia or somewhere? I don't know, in the east. But the far east, as they say. But, yeah. And then she's coming to England. I guess England had a sellout. So I guess she's doing pretty good, I guess. What's her name? That child is on the show with her. What's her name, Blue Ivy?
Her daughter. Her oldest daughter. But I'm not really into nothing like that, so I know I'll pay that kind of money.
Which I think she's not a performer.
But as far as I'm not really that into her.
Me either.
She's not a raw singer.
I'm going to say her music.
Singers that don't need a mic, they just stand there and start singing, you got a voice. It's not engineered in no way, shape, or form.
Right.
That's your natural God-given ability. But all the rest of them, they're engineered. Mm-hmm. I mean, I used to tell people Janet Jackson can sing. Oh, my God, they were ready to beat my ass. I was like, what? Come on. Take the engineer board away and all that sound effect and stuff and just have her singing to the mic. Okay?
I couldn't
hear
her.
A lot of young entertainers are like that. They don't have no good voice like they was in the day.
But at least let me say this about Janet, though, because she was in a while. Everybody knows she lip sync. She put that little thing to go around in front of her mouth to pretend. At least she pretend, though. She could pretend real good.
Yeah.
But the thing I like about Janet is she can dance her ass off. So I just watch her because
she can.
She never sings. She don't even try to pretend to sing. She just lip syncs the whole thing.
Yes, I agree with you totally. The girl could dance her butt off.
I've gone to Janet Jackson concert, my daughter, twice. And, you know, it's the performance they give you.
I was thinking of people that it would be worth it. I'd like Whitney Houston or who else can I say? Pearl Bailey, Sarah Vaughan, but I'm thinking around Whitney's age. You know, they were young and died. They had natural voices. Voices. You know, they didn't need a mic. They just did that because, you know, that was expected of them. But they could just come out on stage and sing because they had that voice.
Right. Stop Whitney. That's the voice that was God given.
Jill Scott. She's another one, natural singer.
She can sing. She can sing. Sing.
Jill Scott. Think
about it. I don't know about now, about last year, but all those years I used to go to Essence Festival, you know, even though I cry about those tickets, they were well worth it because you see like 4 or 5 big stars in one night.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I said, I just see all these people when they go on the D-list, like Bruno Mars, there's no way I'm coming off that money like that for 2 hours.
It's different when you got a variety of people, you know, in a case, but one. Unless they're darn good.
I wish they had concerts like that all across the United States, just like they do in Essence, but only the gathering. Essence always be for New Orleans, but, you know, similar to that type of venue. And have them all across the table. You see 4 or 5 entertainers at once, and they say, like, okay, the ticket's going to start at $1,000. Okay, cool. I'm getting ready to see 4 outstanding, amazing people.
See people pay that and then, you know, sometimes I was thinking they might have just been lying about the whole thing. You know how they'll put a lie out to just get people pumped up, and then some people would try to keep up with the Joneses and stuff, and maybe that was I just can't see that. I can't see people paying that, but I don't know. You know, maybe I'm mistaken. They said people be acting crazy anyway, so maybe.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I wanted to go see Andre Bocelli, and his tickets were $500 starting. I said, Andre, let me give you sight first, and then we'll talk about it. Shoot.
you know, he's a blind opera singer, and I love opera. God knows I do. But $500 is the beginning price for one of your tickets? Oh, bro, we fixing to help you to see again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to bring sight to you.
You might have to just keep the prices. Sometimes I think they just do Americans like that. They just jack the prices way up here. And then because you go overseas, it's going to be expensive. So he might have to see where he plays overseas and make it, just take a whole vacation and see him over there, too, for that amount of money.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And I was like, well, I guess I'll just keep buying your CDs. Watch you on PBS when you're on.
I had a real good friend, and she was in love with him too. And she saw him in Italy.
Yeah,
so happy, like, yeah, she saw him.
So,
in
how
Italy.
Much is the Super Bowl tickets going for? These concerts going for that much?
Yeah.
How much is Super Bowl tickets going for?
Well, you know,
oh my God, you can forget that. Those tickets are always a couple of thousand for some decent tickets. Yeah.
Well, literally 5 years ago, I said, I'm going to go. It's on my bucket list. I'm going to go. I couldn't even get a nosebleed section for $2,000.
Wow.
Now, like, super high. And I was like, oh, well, never mind. I guess I won't be seeing the friggin' football after all. So I don't know what they're selling for now. That's a good question. But they were expensive.
Yeah,
And they said, well, you know, it's competitive because it's like everybody's coming across the country to see it. I was like, oh, good Lord.
Look, it's a big one. So, yeah, those tickets have always been very big. But these concerts, they're getting outrageous with the tickets for these.
I wish somebody would start doing like Sinbad did, but only here within the United States. Remember when we used to have those concerts in Aruba with all the 70s or 80s folks? Yeah, I'd like to see him. Of course, he can't now. Poor bless his heart. He had a stroke. But, you know, somebody continue in that vein, you know, that theme that he had from a certain era. Because that really brought the people out, you know, old and new, old school too. But, from New York to Washington. New York to California.
Right.
Yeah, that would
be
nice.
The big states, you know, just from different places that they go, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do that, put something like that together, you know.
Yeah, because normally it looks like PBS is the only one that has the old school shows. Well, they have music from the 50s and 60s, which I watched a couple of times with my older sister. But, you know, you don't see stuff like that on regular TV. And I don't know if they've done the 70s or the 80s yet. But it's kind of nice to watch those for 2 hours. You know, the old school. No, they ass can't hit them high notes.
Yeah.
Keep trying.
Yeah. I can never get tired of the old school music.
What you think about Doctor going on in concert at 64? And I used to love Madonna. I used to run off Madonna. And I was like 64 giving concert. Good Lord, I don't know if but I'm gonna tell you, Patty can bring it. So like Patty can put on a concert and she can literally still sing. But I was wondering about the Madonna thing. I was like, I don't know.
Wow. Madonna. I mean, I listen to some of her music. I follow her music, but I've never been cared about being in her concert. So.
Like a virgin. Much fun. Time. Oh yeah, I love it.
Okay,
that.
All right. Who's singing? Who's
singing? All right now.
What are y'all doing this weekend?
This weekend? Nothing now. I thought I was going to a bachelor.
tomorrow, but it got canceled. Go ahead. Sorry.
I don't have any plans. Yeah, I don't have any plans. It's dead. It's cloudy, really cold here.
You gonna stay indoors and make up some imaginary stuff and I think maybe go to a different dimension and just enjoy myself at home. That's what I'm gonna do.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. Keep kicking that man to the curb, so what?
Unless he's got a good ring.
Why? Ring don't cover no hole. Oh, excuse me. Sorry, Miss Wilhelmina.
I think I'll
that. It's good for possibilities, but that's about it. You know why I asked. Anyway, y'all, we're winding down. It's almost a minute left, so I want to thank everybody for being here tonight. I really appreciate you, and be sure to share this with your families or friends or whoever. Just know they need to be 21 to come in here because we might say anything. Anything is possible.
I enjoyed everybody.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Leonard. I did, too. It was nice hearing Shalvin Bodie's voice and Deborah R's again and
Yeehaw.
And I know Leonard's voice. Her voice is always sweet.
Christina.
And Christina. Christina, what's Christina?
Yep. I'm right here.
Christina.
I'm right here. Let's have a good weekend.
Yep.
Christina's here. I enjoyed that.
I love her voice now, too.
Good conversation.
I'll say. Well, y'all have a good weekend. Be safe. Thank you for calling in. And see you next Friday. And we'll be even more lively.
Okay.
All right. Love y'all.
Love you.
Thank you. Love y'all. All of y'all. Yes.
Love you, too. Love everyone.